Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about the internet. We have Tom Ilube, the CEO at Crossword Cybersecurity. Hi, Tom. 你好.
Hi, 你好.
Right. Okay. The internet. That's such a big subject. And cybersecurity, that's another scary subject everybody's talking about nowadays. But before we get there, should we know how to say the internet in Chinese?
Yeah.
All right. 网络.
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 Yeah, they're just two words. 网.
网.
网 is the net.
Uh-huh.
And originally, if you look at the character, there are two parts. First is like a silk.Like yeah. a lot of webs, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the second one is the, it looks like a net. So net and net, silk net together,
okay. right.
that means the net.
Yeah.
So in the ancient time, that didn't mean the internet. That means anything netty.
Yeah.
And okay. so net. And yeah. then luo, the second word is the fourth tone, luo.
Luo.
Perfect pronunciation. yeah. And that also, that means to wrap up.
Okay.
To wrap up. And then later on, in order to wrap up something, a lot of strings and the strings all spread out and become very netty again. So two words, they are actually quite similar meanings.
Yeah.
So 网络.
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 Yeah. And then, of course, modern people are quite lazy.、
Mm.
They often just use one word, 网.
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 Yeah, so 网, that means net, just like in English. We don't need to spell the whole word, the internet.
Yeah.
We just say the net. Net.
Okay.
That's the same thing.
Interesting.
So 网络.
网络.
Yeah. Okay. And then you are the CEO of a cybersecurity company.
Mm-hmm.
And cybersecurity, cyber, they use the same word, 网络.
网络.
You see, Chinese is easy. You don't need to come up with a new word、
yeah.
to describe cyber or the internet. It's、
yeah.
the same word.
网
络.
网络.
Yeah. Security、yeah. is important. Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
安全.
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 Yeah. 安, that means peace.
Okay.
And it's actually the shape of the character in ancient time. It's a woman underneath the roof.
Okay.
That's、yes. from men's perspective.
Yes.
yes. You have a woman underneath your roof,、
uh-huh.
you have peace of mind.
Okay.
Because yeah, in ancient、yes. time, there was a little bit of gender inequality.、
Yeah.
So Chinese men, they would be very happy to have a woman underneath the roof.、
Mm-hmm.
She could be in charge of reproduction、
mm-hmm.
or domestic service.、
Mm-hmm.
So that was the ancient mentality. And、yeah. nowadays, of course, if you have a woman underneath the roof,、mm-hmm. that would bring a guy peace of mind、
mm-hmm.
because she could bring him happiness or vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. So, 安.
安.
安, that means peace.
Yeah.
全.
全.
全, that means、safety. That means the whole.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a character, the jade character
yeah.
underneath a person.
Yeah.
So、okay. the jade is the symbol、
mm.
in ancient China about something precious.
Mm.
And mm. if you go to the National Palace Museum, you will see a lot of objects made out of jade.
Yeah. yeah.
And jade was the precious treasure
yeah.
in the empire and then in the palace. So、
okay.
a jade underneath...the person, and the jade is not broken because jade is very fragile.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the jade is not broken,
yeah.
then that means it's in a safe place.
Okay.
And it's in whole, a big, it's in a whole complete status.
Yeah.
So 安全 means safe.
安全.
Gosh, after I say so much, that means safe.
Yeah.
okay. So 网络安全.
网络安全.
Cybersecurity.
Wow.
okay, you got it. So, it's easy for me to teach you four words,、
mm.
but to really achieve true cybersecurity is、mm. a much harder job.
Yeah, yeah, it's impossible. You can't achieve true cybersecurity. You、
yeah.
can only sort of manage the risks, really.、
That's, right. And、yeah. then you tend to be, from the corporate's perspective,、
mm.
government's perspective,、mm. or individual's perspective. Or can you share with it how,、
yeah.
what should we do with it?
Yeah, it's really a corporate perspective. So、mm-hmm. how do companies keep themselves safe and try and avoid getting into trouble. That's the main thing. That
get into trouble?、Yeah. You mean someone hacking?
Well, someone hacking or them accidentally releasing information. A lot of the problems with cybersecurity come from people within a company who sometimes do things on purpose, but sometimes they do things accidentally as well. They click on a link that they shouldn't have clicked on, and that allows somebody to hack their information or things like that.
So, okay.
You know, people think that it's always intentional, but just as often it's accidental. Yeah.
Right. And then, but with a little bit of common sense or knowledge, we can actually avoid
to
absolutely. Be silly.
You know, it's like with passwords. The most commonly used password is the word password.
That sounds foolish, but I saw the like a survey, like 40% of people do that.
Loads of people do it. And then lots of people will do 123456, or they will do QWERTY, because those
QWERTY.
Are the, are the letters. So, you know, over and over again, people do things that make themselves more vulnerable, and you can become a lot less vulnerable just by being a bit smarter about what you do.
Right. Okay. But when we try to be smart, sometimes we just fool ourselves, because people, the cyber hackers, they are always outsmart us.
they do, but usually, if they have a choice between trying to hack somebody or a company that isn't very clever or trying to hack one that's making more efforts, they'll use the easiest option and they'll go after the one that isn't very clever. So it reminds me of a story when somebody said there were two people and they were being chased by a lion, and one of them started putting on trainers. And the other one said, "Why are you putting on trainers? There's no way you'll be able to outrun the lion." And the first one said, "I don't need to outrun the lion. I just need to outrun you."
Exactly.
It's the same thing with cybersecurity. If you're smarter than the company next to you, you're less likely to get hit.
Right. Okay. So be a little bit smarter than the rest of the population.
Exactly.
As long as you're above the normal distribution,
then
you're okay.
You'll be a bit safer.
safer. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Tom, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about the internet, 网络. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And visit our website, chinese.com. There's a lot of material for you to learn, either the recap, or you can save the word and you can replay lots of interesting words and listen to our interesting guests. Until next time, 再见.